Now, the rest of the story. Everybody in the apartment building knew Mr. Rodas, the custodian. He was an immigrant from Salvador, a recent arrival in Union City, New Jersey, a gifted craftsman. And, of course, everybody knew Mary, the custodian's daughter. She was still a child. She could speak only a little English, and yet she was an outgoing youngster, full of bright smiles and eager questions. And then, one day, she started offering answers. But I'm getting ahead of the rest of the story. Mary was looking for her father. The doorman said, try Mr. Spector's apartment. And there was her father. He was laying some tile in the bathroom. And Mr. Spector himself was in the kitchen doing some tile work of his own. He was tiling behind the kitchen door when Mary walked in. And as best she could, using broken English and demonstrative gestures, the little girl informed the gentleman that he was not doing it right. In fact, he was doing it all wrong. Well, Mr. Spector gave a quick dubious smile. Said that was okay. The tile would be behind the door where nobody would see it. That scarcely satisfied Mary. Her father would do it differently, she insisted. But Mr. Spector returned to his work in his way. Apparently more drastic measures were necessary, Mary decided. So she found Mrs. Spector, told her, in essence, that her husband was wrecking their apartment. The child then took the surprised lady by the hand and led her into the kitchen. Shortly, Mary's father heard the commotion. He ran out to see what had happened. His daughter was what had happened. He tried to apologize for her intrusion, but by then, Mrs. Spector was saying that even if the tile was behind the door, it ought to look right. And Mr. Spector was protesting, and Mary's father was offering to finish the kitchen tile himself, and Mary was saying that would be a very good idea considering how badly the job had been botched. Then Mr. Spector said, now wait, hold on a minute. There were some toys out on the terrace. Perhaps Mary would like to go out there and play with the toys. And she did. The little girl's father congratulated Mr. Spector on the brilliant way in which he had otherwise occupied Mary, but the gentleman said that he had no intention of getting rid of the child. For you see, Donald Spector was a toy manufacturer, and the toys on the terrace were prototypes. And he could think of no one more qualified to evaluate them accurately and honestly than little Mary. Well, today, that same Mary Rodas is executive vice president of Catco Industries, a New York-based company that develops and licenses toys. And when a product is wrong, you can guess who knows it first. And she is equally confident in selecting what is right. In the company's decision-making, Mary's word is now the final word. And perhaps by now you've guessed that Catco's founder is Donald Spector, who first met little Mary Rodas in his apartment when she was just 4 years young, when she was a kindergartner who knew everything. For so impressed with Mary's critical ability was he that one day he brought her into his fledgling toy company, and there she has been working ever since. And there, today, she is the world's youngest, no-nonsense, whip-cracking, uncompromising, corporate vice president at the age of 14. Now you know the rest of the story.